All right, this election season is well underway. Some people already casting their ballots, or at least have them in their hand, making their decisions. And so we want to talk to as many candidates as we can over these next few weeks who are running for local office, including that of St. Clair County District Judge candidate Karen Vanderhavel on the line with us right now. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, remind us a little bit about who you are, what your experience is, what made you decide that you wanted to run for district judge?
Thank you, Paul. Yes, I am very excited to be a candidate for district court judge here in St. Clair County this fall. And the reason that I decided to run for district court judge, my experience as a friend of court referee has really set me up to handle the issues in district court. As an attorney referee, I hear thousands of cases in a year. I've been there for 10 years, and I work with families from all over the county who are having an issue with custody or parenting time or child support, and they come before a referee to help resolve those issues. There are more than 12,000 open cases in St. Clair County at any time, and that's really too many for the family court judges to handle. So what a referee does is we take those cases first, and we listen to the facts. We apply the law to the facts, and then we help the families resolve those cases. The good news is that we can resolve the overwhelming majority of those cases. About 95% of the cases are resolved at the front of court level, and those that aren't do end up before a family court judge. But, you know, the experience of working with families here in St. Clair County day in and day out and making a fair and impartial decision for these families has really been the experience that's prepared me to move to district court.
And let's talk a little bit about district court, because for people who don't really, have any experience, with the law or with being in court, remind us what district court is here in St. Clair County.
Sure. District court handles all misdemeanor criminal cases. It handles the beginning of felony cases. So actually, every criminal case starts in district court. And then if it's a felony, if it's a higher level criminal case, it will, if it's bound over, it will move up to circuit court. Misdemeanor cases stay in district court, but criminal cases aren't the only thing that district court handles, certainly. There's any type of ordinance violation, which includes blight ordinance or anything involving municipalities. District court also handles landlord-tenant issues, civil cases, as well as small claims. So it really runs the gamut. All types of cases are handled by district court.
This has been a most unusual year for anybody running any kind of campaign. How have the circumstances of the coronavirus impacted your ability to get out there and campaign?
Well, Paul, it has been a very interesting year. The seat that I'm running for was held by Judge Cindy Platzer for a long time, and Judge Platzer decided to retire early in December of last year. And then in March of this year, Governor Whitmer appointed my opponent, Mona Armstrong, to hold that seat until the election. And because she was appointed before a certain date, she did not have to get signatures on petitions to be placed on the ballot. However, I did. And I needed about 750 signatures to be put on the ballot. And right around the time we were gathering those signatures was when the lockdown occurred.
Yeah.
And so that really impacted my ability to get out and get those signatures. And but through hard work and a little ingenuity, I was still able to connect with voters and get those signatures. So that was kind of the first challenge that COVID presented.
Yeah.
But once I was on the ballot, what I found was that the entire landscape of a campaign had changed. You know, there were no parades. The community events were canceled. And so connecting with voters, allowing them to get to know me and kind of put my experience out there was a little more of a challenge. Social media has helped with that. Certainly, traditional media as well, we use that. My campaign has also done a lot of neighborhood canvassing. And not so much the face-to-face contact, but we're dropping literature at people's doors, My supporters and I have visited more than 17,000 homes in St. Clair County, you know, from Elginac to CAPAC to Birchville. We've been all over making sure that people had the information about my experience and my personal background so that they could make an informed choice in November.
If you want to find out how big St. Clair County is, just try running for a countywide office, right?
Correct. Very big.
Karen, what do you want people to know most about you as they decide on who should hold that seat in the 72nd District Court?
Paul, I'd like them to know that, you know, as a Port Huron native, born and raised in this community, and raising my own five children here, and working as a referee for the last 10 years, I have a real connection to the people of this county. And as a district court judge, that's what you want. You want someone who understands the people of St. Clair County. You want someone who is fair and impartial. You know, I've spent my entire career serving the people as a fair and impartial decision maker. I haven't argued one side of the case or another. My entire like I said, my career has been fair and impartial, and I'm really just asking to continue to serve the people of St. Clair County in a new role.
All right. Karen, appreciate you joining us this morning. Good luck on November 3rd.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.